Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 326. And unfortunately, we're going to start with some sad news. This from one of our own. This comes to us via Las Vegas Haunts in Las Vegas. It is truly a sad time as our haunt family member and fellow cast member, Jordan Lynch, has passed away on January 9th. Jordan came to us later in life to do something he had always wanted to do, act in a haunted house. He manned our waiting room in the asylum. He loved to wait until the patrons would think he was just another detail prop, and then he would pounce. He will be greatly missed, but we are all blessed to have known him. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Jordan Lynch and Las Vegas Haunts, and offers up this moment of silence. On a little lighter note, we have this from the 13 Stories Haunted House in Noonan, Georgia. Deep in the industrial shadows of Noonan, the air at 13th Stories Haunted House has curdled from the scent of stale popcorn and the copper tang of fresh blood. This February, the sprawling 54,000 square foot factory, once a place of industry, is now a cathedral of nightmares, as it transforms into a twisted sanctuary for the brokenhearted. In the flickering, fluorescent glow of the Clown House, the grease paint grins of the resident maniacs have been repainted in shades of visceral crimson. As you navigate the labyrinthine halls of the asylum, the usual screams are replaced by the wet, rhythmic thud of a butcher's blade, preparing a bouquet of human remains, and the only valentine you'll find is a jagged note pinned to a wall with a rusted surgical needle. Ready to face the heartbreak? Warning! Expect loud sound effects, strobe lights, and gory interactive scenes. Get tickets and more information at 13storieshauntedhouse.com. That's the number 13, 13storieshauntedhouse.com. We have this from the Lake Joy Trail of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia. Friday the 13th meets Valentine's. Lake Joy Trails of Terror presents Two Nights of Fear. Friday the 13th, Jason's Lights Out on February 13th. It's Lights Out, No Mercy, and No Escape. And Valentine's Dinner and Haunt, Axes and O's on February 14th. Romance is dead, and dinner comes with screams. Tickets are limited. Don't wait. Get yours now before they sell out. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/officiallakejoytrailsofterror, or their Linktree page, Lake Joy Trails of Terror. We have some vendor news from Von Grimm Productions. After lurking in the shadows, sharpening blades, and brewing new nightmares, Von Grimm Productions is rising once again. We're officially returning to Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show this year, with new masks, new characters, new horrors begging to come home with you. Beyond the booth, we'll also be sharing knowledge from the trenches, seminars and training courses focused on character creation, performance, and elevating haunt experiences for actors and owners alike. If you're a haunt owner, actor, or fellow creature of the dark, come find us on the show floor, sit in on a session, and see what nightmares we've been crafting since last time. Whether you're building a haunt, training a cast, or leveling up your scares, we'd love to talk shop and show you what's new. Mark your calendars for Transworld and follow the Blood Trail, because Von Grimm is back. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Von Grimm Productions. We have a little news from Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida. Love's Revenge is back for 2026. Don't miss Sir Henry's exclusive Haunted Valentine's Day attraction, Love's Revenge. This is a three-night-only event running February 13th, 14th, and 15th. This year, they're featuring three haunted trails for this event, so start making your plans. Get more information at SirHenry'sHauntedTrail.com. We have this from the Fright Nights WVA haunted attraction in Daniels, West Virginia. This Valentine's season, step inside the final cut, Till Death, an immersive survival horror experience where love turns lethal and even the smallest characters can be the most dangerous. Your goal is simple: survive the night without receiving a kill sticker. Plus, upgrade your night with the Cupid Crawl, a twisted Valentine's bar crawl woven into the experience, featuring three themed bars and exclusive drinks and treat pairings. Happening Valentine's weekend. Get more information at FrightNightsWV.com. We have this from the Vibe Haunted House in Crèvecoeur, Illinois. Every year, Valentine's Day promises love, passion, and devotion. But inside Vibe Haunted House, love has rotted into obsession. Long ago, a private Valentine's gala was held inside the walls of Vibe, a night meant to celebrate eternal love. Roses filled the halls, music echoed through candlelit rooms, and couples swore their hearts would never part. Before the night ended, no one left. The spirits believe you're the guest they've been waiting for. They crave new hearts to replace their own shattered ones. So come alone, come together, but don't expect love to save you. Because inside Vibe Haunted Valentine, love hurts forever. Once they take your heart, till death do us part, won't be enough to save you. Fear comes to Peoria, February 13th and 14th from 7 to 10 p.m. More information at VibeHauntedHouse.com. Staying in Illinois, we have this from Sinister Acres Haunted Attraction in DeSoto, Illinois. Returning for 2026, Bloodlust at Sinister Acres. An ancient coffin has been unearthed at Sinister Acres. Inside lies a sinister, vampiric creature of the night. Will he awaken from his centuries-long slumber? Will his presence attract more bloodthirsty fiends? Find out at Bloodlust. For two nights only, February 20th and 21st. Tickets are on sale now. Tickets will be sold in 30-minute time slots and must be purchased in advance. You can get those tickets at sinisteracres.com/tickets. We have a little interesting news from Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Scary New Year's, darlings! I've cooked up something wicked for your horror enjoyment. Elvira's Box of Doom has arrived. Each box is packed with frightful fun, including a never-before-seen teeny-tiny twisted Elvira mini guitar, signed by yours cruelly, and complete with its own little stand for proper worship. But wait! You'll also get the Elvira Pumpkin Funko Pop, perfect for decking your haunted halls. Plus a freshly signed edition of my cookbook from hell, complete with recipes so devilishly good they'll raise the dead. Or maybe just your cholesterol. Only 666 boxes are up for grabs, and when they're gone for good. So don't delay, grab your Elvira's Box of Doom today. Get your copy at PremierCollectibles.com/Elvira. We have this from the Silo of Screams Haunted Attraction in Temple, Texas. Hey, wanna scream? We're gonna have a Love You to Pieces event Valentine's weekend, complete with photo ops of that hockey mask wearing dude. The dates will be Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th. We're gonna scare the roses out of the vases. Get more information at SiloofScreams.com. We have an update from CreepyCon, or CreepyCon, coming to Ontario, California. We're thrilled to announce Tom Wilson, the one and only Biff Tanner, is appearing at CreepyCon and reuniting with his Back to the Future castmate, Christopher Lloyd. From Hill Valley High to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, this is your chance to meet one of the most memorable villains in movie history. Tom Wilson is appearing Saturday only. Tickets are moving faster than a DeLorean at 88 miles an hour, so get yours today. Happening January 30th through February 1st at the Ontario Convention Center, tickets and more info can be found at creepiecon.com. We have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream returns to the Long Beach Convention Center August 7th through the 9th. Our official pre-sale won't begin for a few weeks, but we've got a special treat to guests of CreepyCon at the end of this month. Come visit the Midsummer Scream booth at CreepyCon for 50% off general admission passes to Midsummer Scream. There's a limited number available. A limited edition black-on-black shirt designed by the amazing Ryan Dunn. And bonus, for those purchasing our full-price Gold Bat VIP passes, you'll receive a free t-shirt. Admission to CreepyCon is required to access the Midsummer Scream booth. Can't make it? Stay tuned for details of our pre-sale coming soon. Keep up with all the updates at midsummerscream.org. We have this news from the Sacramento Horror Film Festival coming to Sacramento, California. Get ready to sink into the deep end of the dark. The 19th annual Sacramento Horror Film Festival returns with its teeth bared and its appetite wide open. This year brings an extra dolt of wicked delight as Ariello Voltaire steps back into the Colonial Theater stage to lead the after party with the kind of charm and mischief only he can conjure. This is no casual day at the movies. It's an all-day gauntlet of razor-edge short films that burrow under your skin and refuse to leave. Expect gut-tightening suspense, pitch-black humor, nightmares with claws and teeth, twists that land like a brick through a window. Each story quick and lethal, each filmmaker daring you to blink. Get your tickets while you still can, before something else reaches for you first. Happening Saturday, January 31st at the historic Colonial Theater in Sacramento from 12:30 p.m. until who knows. Get more information at sachorrorfilmfest.com. And finally, we have this news from Bruce Campbell. Hey gang, I'm excited to host the world premiere of my new movie, Ernie and Emma, at the historic Holly Theater in downtown Medford, Oregon, on Valentine's Day. Doors open at 6:30 and the movie starts at 7:30. This is going to be a groovy way to ring in 2026, so come join us. You can get tickets at hollytheater.ticketspice.com/Ernie-Emma or at bruce-campbell.com.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Big Scary News, where we are starting our Trans World 2026 countdown. It is about 2 months away, if you can believe it. The Haunt World will be turning its eyes to St. Louis, Missouri for Trans World. All the cool products, all the cool stuff, all the amazing things that go on. If you have never been before, you'll be blown away. But one of the great things about Trans World is we get the opportunity to go down and talk to a whole bunch of really cool people who make a whole bunch of really cool stuff, including one of our very favorite sponsors of the show, VFX Creates. You have more than likely seen their attack puppets and their really cool other things that they have going on, monsters in a box, animals in boxes, crazy things popping out of all sorts of stuff. Patrick and Doug just do an amazing job out there. But we have Patrick Voss with us of VFX Creates. How you doing, man?
Great, Drew. How are you?
It's been a long time since we've chatted, but again, we can't wait to hear about all the new stuff. We have just recently seen in just the last, I guess, few days, you have a new type attack puppet out there that you've been showing and blowing up all over social media. What's going on?
Well, we are starting to release our new products, and the first one was a new, she was called Lilith the Demon, and she is pretty awesome.
She's pretty evil looking is what she is.
Yeah, she'll just suck your soul right out of you. And we have Molly Zombie, and then we made Makeover Molly. Like, Molly Zombie has black hair and our standard zombie eyes, and then we did Makeover Molly last year or the year before, I can't remember, with blonde hair and some new creepy eyes. And now we're launching Red Dead Molly. And she's got fiery red hair, long flowing hair, and some new, like, demon eyes. They're really cool. Started, I think, last year. If you want to, you can upgrade and get LEDs in the eyes so they glow.
Ooh.
Which has been a pretty big hit.
Well, no doubt, you know, this, I have no doubt that this will act like a typical redhead. Excuse me.
Whoa!
No, I was married to one for many years, so I can relate. Anyway, but this just sounds great. You know, these puppets, no doubt, if you have never seen one of these things, you've probably seen one on social media, Reels or TikTok, whatever, these cool things. I still am not sure how you put one of these things on so that it's literally holding on to you and you're holding on to it and maneuvering it. For people who may not be super familiar with this, other than, you know, seeing it at their local haunted attraction or on, you know, some video or something, how does the concept work with these attack puppets? And it's not just Molly, it's not just, you know, Lilith this year. It's a whole line of really cool, creepy, and very effective effects on these puppets.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's actually pretty easy to put a puppet on. And most of them come with a hoodie harness, is what we call it. There's a harness built into the hoodie, and you've got a fake fist that's attached. And once you've put that on, you have basically put the legs of the puppet around you, and there's a bungee cord at the ankle, and that holds them on at your hip. And then the harness has snaps built in, and the puppet's hands also have snaps built in, so you basically snap their hands to the harness that's built into the hoodie, so it looks like they're just grabbing you front and back. And your right hand goes up inside to puppeteer the head, the mouth, the body. There's a lot of movement you can create with these, and they all come with a Puppet Master sound system. which has four audio clips. And you can change the audio clips on them, but we have standard audio clips. And so you can get to learn what the sound effect or the voiceover might be so that you can act, you know, act out the puppeteer the puppet with your sound effects to actually make it even more realistic.
So you're able to customize voice work, or if I was, say, you know, wanted it to say a certain thing that was unique to my haunt, that's possible?
Yeah. Yeah, we've done that many times with customers, and we've done different things like the rules for the haunt. So you can walk out to your queue line or whatever and have the puppet talk to people and tell them the rules of the haunt. You know, don't touch the actors. They won't touch you. And whatever pertaining to your specific haunt. I also recommend, you know, like doing something like if you're going to take your puppet out to an event somewhere else to promote, which is awesome to do, you can record them saying specific things to, you know, like come and see me and my friends at, you know, the haunted barn or whatever it is. And, you know, you can customize it to each event that you might be going to, and which kind of wows people when they hear, you know, that hey, welcome to Trans World. Yeah. And just different things like that. Plus the one thing I push with all these puppets and stuff is how versatile all of our products are. And it's basically, you can scare with them in the haunt, you can entertain and creep out your queue line very easily, you can take them out to other events and parades and anything else to promote, which is huge. And I've got quite a few stories from customers that just blew me away.
Well, every year I see more and more of these things out at various haunts around the United States and even in my local area, which is fantastic because I'm like, hey, I know where you got that. But, you know, you've been in the FX business a long time. What made you decide to wake up one morning and say, you know what the industry needs? Puppets. You know, how did this all come about? Because this is a genius design. You've had this for many, many years, and you know it just keeps getting bigger and bigger with more lines coming out, more creatures, more demons, more monsters. You have not as scary things. I've seen scarecrow creatures and some other things as well.
Yeah.
How did you, you know, come up with this concept? Had this been done before? Because I honestly cannot think of, you know, puppets other than, you know, maybe like Puppet Master movies or something, you know, being that scary until you guys came along.
Thanks. I was working as a graphic designer for AT&T for 23 years, and during the tail end of that, me and a buddy were doing allzombie.com. So we were coming up with all these ideas, just fun, goofy stuff that you could go to and see zombie, you know, anything and everything. Zombie recipes, zombie clothes, whatever you can think of. And so we started coming up, you know, with products, and one of the ones I came up with was a zombie puppet. And then I went out to the shows looking, and I could not find anybody that was doing that type of puppet, which kind of blew me away. I was like, holy cow. So they came in at AT&T and said, hey, we're closing down your department. We don't have anything else for you. And so I was like, oh, man, this is my opportunity. So put my demo puppet together, my prototype called Sidewinder Sally, and went to the Trans World show and got a few orders, which I really thank those people. There's probably like 8 people that bought from us at that first show, And thanks to them, that kicked off. We had got enough money to come back the next year with five different puppets, and then it blew up. And I was out of my job and stepped into the studio. And then Doug Schaefer's been there with me the entire time. And Doug is one of those guys, he's like so creative, it's nuts and funny. And Doug actually came up with the lunging line, which is, the first one was the Jack in the Box, which was the cube box and had painted with stars on it. And then when you open it, this crazy clown head comes out about 3 feet at you.
Right.
With sound effects.
Love that.
Yeah, that went over really good. And then the next one he wanted to do was this Banshee box, and that was the whole, he wanted to do the mirror idea in the box. So it looks empty, and then when you open it, this Banshee face, lighted Banshee face comes out, and it was, I just helped him put stuff together. I mean, this was all his, you know, we joke that we've never been engineers, but which is probably why it took us so long to get some of this stuff put together. Doing R&D and everything, trying to figure out, okay, we know what we wanted to do. We got to figure out how to do that. And some of that can take a long time and gets really frustrating. But we got through it, and the Banshee box blew me away. And I was just like, I remember the day he finished it and showed me. And I was like, oh my God, dude, I think we're going to sell a lot of these. And we have. And what's great is hearing back from people. That's to me is like, part, you know, it's like the icing on the cake. Hearing back from the customers with compliments and how much fun they have with all of our products. And, you know, like Doug came up with the bungee heads. And the first one and lots of them are actually his head that he resculpted into like deadheads and clowns and all this other stuff. And I think he's got over 40 different bungee heads now.
Oh my.
Go
ahead.
The Creek Creatures was something that we started with a dinosaur. And that just kind of evolved into, that was like, not as wowing as like the Banshee box and stuff like that, or the puppets, but they were really good. You know, a lot of people love the Great Creatures because we've got dinosaurs and, you know, singing piggies and farm animals like a goat. We've got a demon goat. We've got piggies. We've got, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
The one that's got that real shrieky voice, that is my favorite. I remember, I think the first time I saw that was maybe Scare LA, maybe a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I just fell in love with that. I was like, man, if I had money, I would buy that today, but I'd never get it on a plane. I'm sure TSA would have had a fit for me trying to explain to them what this thing was. But, you know, I've seen, you know, people at your booth just wandering around holding these things for people as they walk by, and the Banshee and the puppets and all. It's one of the more entertaining booths because people don't really know what's about to happen until it happens. And, you know, you always seem to have something new, which brings me to let's go back and talk about Lilith. Tell us what exactly Lilith is. You said she's a demon. She looks kind of like a succubus type thing from what I've seen on the videos, but she's just creepy as all get out. That's all I can say right now. And how is she different from the other ones in just physical ways, or are there new improved ways of movement or anything like that?
She's got... She's just got black hair, and she has horns, and she, you can also get her with the LED lighted eyes, which, she looks amazing. And if you go to our website, you can see her. And, she also comes with hooves, You can either order her with hooves or her feet. Ooh. And she's just got this attacking face, like she's going to just bite your head off or something.
She's turned out really good. You got to just be all creeped out by that. That's going to be a huge seller, I have a feeling. At least I hope so, because it looks dynamite, and I'd love to see this at many, many different haunts this year. So, anything else coming out new this year? I know Lilith was just out, was just introduced a couple of weeks ago, I'm guessing. And anything, what are some other new products? And, you know, not everything you sell is puppets. I know you have other items as well. What are some new things that people can look forward to seeing when they come to Transworld?
We're going to have, I know we're going to have at least one new clown. We've got one done, and he's actually standing in the studio, and he's creeped me out several times. And his name is Lou Bottomy.
Oh, God, really? So did Doug come up with that name?
His stitches in his head, and he's wearing a prison jumpsuit. It's just going to be this crazy, crazy clown. And Doug was working on his voiceovers today and just cracking me up, some of the stuff he's putting into the voiceovers.
Is he going to be more of a comedic guy, or what?
Yeah, I think. And trying to be creepy yet funny.
That should be very interesting.
Yeah, and we've got, let's see, the other ones, we're actually going to do, no one knows some of this stuff. We're actually doing a full-body burned zombie.
Ooh.
And he's going to be smoking while he's attacking you with glowing eyes. And he is, so far he's turned out really good. And I saw the Walking Dead. I used to watch it all the time. And there was the one or two episodes where they had these burnt zombies coming after them, and I was like, oh my god, those are so cool. And ever since then, I wanted to make a fully burned zombie. And so now we got that. That's going to be a Transworld. We're going to have we have a new parrot, which is not too scary, but it's pretty awesome. We had a one of our best customers asked us, because they have our big raven puppet, and I mean, it's big, like you put your arm, it's got a fake arm that goes around it, so it looks like you're carrying it under your arm, and then your arm is actually inside puppeteering it, and they loved that, and they said, is it possible for you to do a parrot? So we did a parrot, and I reached out to my buddy Carmen Fairless, who's done quite a few of our sculpts. I think he did all of our dinosaur sculpts, and asked him to do the parrot head, and he did an incredible job with that. And one of my employees, Sarah Velling, she works on all the fur stuff, and she furred that one out, and it just looks amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, we're going to probably launch that either this week or next week, so you'll be able to see it and see it in action and stuff. But that's another one. I mean, like, I keep thinking, I'm going to dress up like a pirate, and I'm going to have a big parrot under my arm, and, you know, that's how we're going to sell it. But it could be a pirate, it could be, you know, like a safari guy holding his parrot, you know. There might be other things that people come up with. Who knows?
Nice. And, you know, pirates are big right now.
Yeah. So. And the, let's see, what else we have? I know we've got one major thing. It's this pumpkin monster that I've been wanting to make forever. And my buddy Kent Kidwell is sculpting on that. And he sent me some video the other day. It looked freaking amazing. It's just going to be this giant monster pumpkin thing that has vines growing out of it that are wrapped around you, and it's there's a lot to work out on that. So I'm hoping we can get that done and to Transworld. That's my hope.
Excellent.
And I think there's another lunging box that Doug is working on. I'm not sure exactly all the details on that, so I don't want to give that away yet. And I know he's got several new bungee heads, and if it's okay, I wanted to just say you can go to our website, and I think it's on the front, on the home page. Scroll down, and you'll see it's probably at the bottom. You can register. You just put in your like name and your email, and that's signed you up to get our emails. And so the email blasts go out every time we have a new product or anything else that's going on. We've got a lot going on. Yeah, can I talk about something?
Go ahead.
Excuse me. One thing that's in the works is VFX has teamed up with a phenomenal group out in Denver, Colorado, and they are going to do an indie horror film, and then all the sets that they're building for that, they're basically turning that into a haunted attraction.
Ooh.
And it's called Hell Vault. And which the website is hell-vault.com, and it's going to be pretty major. They're looking for any kind of investors or partners to bring in to help get this thing off the ground the right way. So
there's a little breaking news.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very cool, actually.
Well, it sounds. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so it's. I'm hoping that. I know there's quite a few people they're talking to as far as financing and stuff, and I think it's just going to be. It's going to come together, and I can't wait because we'll be busy making, filling orders, and then also building stuff for that, and we're going to use that as a test haunted attraction. So anything, we've got ideas on new products that we're going to make specifically for that and see how they work out. And if they work out well, they'll become a product.
Well, that is just one of the coolest things ever and some great breaking news here. Brand new haunted attraction, potentially with a tie into VFX. That's pretty neat. I like that idea.
Yeah.
So, anyway, do you know where you're going to be at Transworld this year? I assume in or around the very same place that you are traditionally. Do you know your booth number?
Yeah, 715. We've been there for several years, and as far as I know, we're still 715 unless there's any changes in the venue or something.
But excellent.
As far as I know. We're still locked in 715.
So if you're coming to Transworld this year, be sure to go by booth 715 and see Patrick and Doug and all the fine staff at VFX. VFX creates all that amazing stuff. For people wanting more information to go ahead and see the new line of puppets, the Lilith, all the old traditionals, the crate creatures, the lunging balls, all the really neat stuff that you guys are so well known for. It's not too early to start placing your orders, and there may be a special or two for anybody that's listening out there as they count down to Transworld. We're not going to go into any details, but you're just going to have to go to the website and social medias to find out what are those websites and social medias where people can get that information, maybe find a sneak peek at what to expect at Transworld, and maybe get something for maybe a little special price. Who knows?
The website is vfxcreates.com. And we're actually on all social media as vfxcreates. So anything you go to, you can put in instagram.com/ vfxcreates.
It's just that simple, folks. Patrick Voss is the owner of VFX Creates in the Western Illinois, almost to St. Louis area, Fairview Heights. Patrick, you know, can't wait to see you in a couple of months at Transworld. Again, thank you for being a sponsor of the Big Scary Show. We love our partnership. We hope it will continue. We will certainly talk about that off the air. But again, folks, VFX Creates. If you like those attack puppets, if you like the lunging banshees, the crazy creature things, all the spooky, cool stuff that comes from the twisted minds of Patrick and Doug and the others there, you'll like what you're going to see this year. But once again, thank you, Patrick, for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
We love having you guys on. We love seeing what you do. And again, my friend, we will see you in a couple of months. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.